True Foods, the chef's table on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So here at the True Foods and the chef's table, I'm joined by Darren and Alad. Hello.
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 We're going to be doing today a bit of a book list. I know Rich and Judy always like to do their summer reads. Well, we are bringing you instead Alad and Darren's winter reads of recipe books and things that have inspired you. Just before we go to have a look at those books, just remind people what the chef's table is. Why am I here on an industrial estate not far from Ripon talking about food?
Chef's table is an evening where you and your friends virtually can take over the entire chef's table, the restaurant in our test development kitchen. There's four chefs. We all cook dishes in front of you, around 12 courses, very seasonal. We try and incorporate as much local produce as we possibly can. You can ask us questions, we can show you techniques, and we hope it's a completely unique and different night out and dining experience for yourselves.
So if people want to find out more about getting onto the waiting list for that, then True Foods at the Chef's Table, just search it online. Are we ready then for our top winter reads now?
Let's go. I think the number one cookbook that both Darren and I agree on is something that a book that we both started at an early age when we were cooking, and we both bought it probably about a similar time, was Marco Pierre White's White Heat. So it's regarded as one of the best cookbooks ever. The book is probably, 25 years old? So it's not a modern book, but it is one of the best books ever. And it's great to look at the photography in it. I'm a keen photographer, and I think the photography in this particular book is amazing as well.
And they do sometimes say that you eat partly with your eyes, don't they?
You definitely Absolutely. Do. And there's quite a lot of action shots, and you can see a young Gordon Ramsay in the background in some of the pictures as well, so that's quite an added thing. But for me, Whitey is just such an iconic, amazing cookbook, and I always tend to go back to that as well. For me, I really like Gordon Ramsay's Secrets. Again, having worked for Gordon and being close to Gordon after winning the Gordon Ramsay Scholarship in 2006, I always favoured Gordon Ramsay cookbooks, and he was really famous at one point. He was just knocking out cookbooks for fun, and he's got a massive list, but maybe 10 years ago he started bringing out some really key cookbooks for me, and Gordon Ramsay's Secrets was one of them. It's something that I've used quite a lot. It's got fantastic techniques and different things you can work with, and this one for me stands out.
Next one on the list then, book number 3. This looks like a title that I would be very, very interested in.
There's a chocolatier called William Curley, a Scottish guy who's based down in London, and he's one of the best chocolatiers in the world. His chocolate work is amazing. I mean, he's got some shops down in London. He sells out of Harrods. He's world famous. He worked for Pierre Coffman, who's one of the best chefs in the world. And Culture Chocolate, the book I've got in front of me, just looking at it, it makes me happy because I'm such a chocoholic. So there's so much inspiration to take from this book. Anything from little tiny little petit fours, little tartlets, that up to large chocolate pieces. And if you want to go all out, he'll teach you how to do something called tempering chocolate. So it's quite scientific, but he breaks it down and makes it a little bit easier and shows you how to do it bit by bit. And all the chocolate work in here is just fantastic. And this, for me, is one of the best chocolate books I've ever seen.
Okay, book number 4 then.
Another book, which again, it's not so chefy, not so high-end, is from Chef Marcus Waring. It's called How to Cook the Perfect. So again, he breaks down a lot of household things. So anything from a roast potato to a nice soup to different main courses and desserts, and he breaks it down and he gives you the little tips of what to do if it goes wrong. Because that's the thing, as a keen chef or as a professional chef, you sort of know how to rectify problems. So if something does split, if it does curdle, if it does scramble, then there are some tricks that you can bring it back so you don't have to bin it and start again.
Okay, and the final book on the top 5 books, the official list from Alad and Darren here at True Foods, the Chef's Table, is...
The final book is 11 Madison Park, which is a restaurant in New York. Daniel Holmes, the head chef. Restaurant was voted number one restaurant in the world last year.
Wow.
It's just gone through a massive redevelopment and re-kitted out. The food is absolutely incredible. A real three Michelin star chef's.
Have you ever been lucky enough to go?
No, I haven't.
I've stood outside. As I walked past it, it was like, I want to go there.
Very complex dishes. But the basic building blocks of all your recipes to create fantastic food are all here in this book.
How often do you two, as professional chefs, learn something new from books?
All the time. Yeah, you have to. As soon as you think you know everything and you're too good, then you might as well retire because you know, you're just an idiot, because every day is for learning, no matter what industry you're in.
Well, both of you, thank you so much. We're going to put that list at strayfm.com/food, the top five recommended books. And there's, as we've just talked about, very complicated ones. And there are also some for people who only know just the basics. Both of you, thank you very much. And if people want to find out more, they can search online for True Foods, The Chef's Table. Thank you.
Thank you.
True Foods, The Chef's Table on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.